There was a time, about 400 years ago, when a boatload of Spaniards bobbing up and down on the Thames would have caused absolute panic in the British capital. Not anymore, of course. This is a floating Spanish-owned pub, not part of an armada, but part of a friendly Spanish invasion. On board, watching a Spanish soccer match on satellite TV, are some of the tens of thousands of unemployed young Spaniards who've come to London to find work and a good time. Jorge Ruiz runs a Spanish language blog in Britain.
London is always popular, it's always a place to be, a cool place to spend a few months. When I first came, for me, obviously, it was amazing.
He reckons more than 100,000 Spanish people have come to London since the crisis began. Daniela De Rosa runs an Italian consulting firm in the city. She says every month 3,000 of her fellow countrymen and women have also been arriving here.
They are many, too many maybe. And they are not the Italian only coming here. There are the Greece, the Spaniard, there are the Chinese, the Indians, there is the whole world. There are many opportunities here, but not for everyone.
25-year-old Javier Duque from Spain knows that only too well. He has a degree in communications and wants a job in marketing. But for the last 1.5 years, he's worked in a menial job in the kitchen of this fast food restaurant.
As the time went by, I started to think, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. Like, I'm a little bit fed up, you know? Actually, I'm really fed up.
Javier knows that the best way to get a better job is to improve his English, but that's not easy when your girlfriend is Lithuanian, your flatmates are Polish, all your colleagues are foreigners, and you don't even meet English people going to and from work.
When you get on a bus, most of the time, you don't hear anyone speaking English. Many different languages, but not English.
You've come to the wrong city if you want to learn English.
Yeah.
Many of the South Europeans, like half of all young British graduates, have wound up doing jobs for which they are overqualified, in some cases comically overqualified. Mariano Cruz from southern Spain has a degree in philosophy. He's now in London, working in the warehouse of a chain of sex shops.
You're picking dildos and condoms and that kind of thing. So.
What does your mum and dad think about this back in Spain?
Well, I didn't tell them the whole truth. I didn't tell them the whole truth.
And from northern Italy, 27-year-old Marta Gambron has been forced to earn her living making salads for restaurants in London. She can't find full-time work as a graphic designer here, even though she has a degree and experience in that field.
I'm not happy, you know.
You're not happy?
No, not totally happy, yeah. I'm not doing what I want to do in my life.
But Marta, who's been in London for a year, wouldn't dream of heading back to unemployment in Italy.
London is a wonderful city. It's amazing. You can feel free. You can be what you want to be.
But you can't be a graphic designer.
Not yet. Yeah, I hope in the future. If you keep trying, you can realize your dreams and you can be what you want to be in your life here.
In London's expat European bars, Spaniards, Italians and many others still enjoy the welcome this incredibly cosmopolitan city provides. But they can't take it for granted. Outside the capital, hostility towards mass immigration is growing. The government here is now talking about caps on the number of Europeans allowed in. London may not always be a source of hope and an escape route for Europe's young unemployed. Stephen Beard, Deutsche Welle Radio, London. Y eso le dio toda la...